The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
It's the Boss.
In the Gloss.
On the Sports Map Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage.
From the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's David Gow.
And Carla Dawson.
Welcome back, Sports Map Radio Network. And now let's go out to the Progressive Insurance guest line. Drivers who save with Progressive save over $750 on average. Quoting home insurance just got easier with Progressive's Home Quote Explorer. Quote and buy all online at progressive.com. So joining us now is Bob Nightingale, the legendary ML reporter and columnist for USA Today. Bob, thank you so much for joining us. You're on with David and Carla.
Sure, my pleasure. Thank you.
All right, we're only a couple weeks into the season, but the Dodgers look very, very impressive. Trevor Bauer is looking like he was a great pickup for them. Are they clearly the class of the league, and who do you see challenging them?
No, they are. I mean, they're on a 137-win pace right now. Obviously, they're not going to keep that up. But, yeah, they used to have so much depth, so much talent. You know, we'll see. I still think the San Diego Padres are still very good. Atlanta Braves, a little bit of a sluggish start. They can certainly challenge in the National League. Then the American League's wide open. I think this is as open as American League has been, in a long, long time.
We're talking to Bob Nightingale of USA Today. I want to ask you about the Red Sox. They won 9 straight. They lost last night in a bloop single loss to the Twins. But they are looking like they might be a better team than we thought at the start, before the season. What's your evaluation of the Red Sox thus far?
Well, they had confidence before the season started that this will be that they could surprise people. In the AL East, might be the weakest. It's been, maybe ever in the history. There's just not a powerful team in there. I still think the Yankees are the team to beat in that division. Toronto's got some, a lot of young talent. Tampa Bay's not going to go away. So we'll see. But, yeah, hey, if the Red Sox make the playoffs, Alex Cora's going to be manager of the year.
Yeah, he just might be. Now, you talk about the Yankees. They're 5-7. Their starting rotation looks like it's got some weak spots, but you still think they're going to win the AL East, a weak AL East. But what's your outlook on the Yankees, and particularly their rotation?
Well, their rotation's been shaky outside of Gerrit Cole. You just don't know what's going to happen with that tie-on. They bought up, a bunch of people that are question marks. And, we'll see what happens. I still think, in the end, those guys get together. I just think they have too much talent. And I think if they have to go, get some people at the trade deadline, they'll soar past the luxury tax and go get it done.
Bob, we're broadcasting here in Houston, so of course I've got to ask you about the Astros. They started out with a blistering 6-1 start, have dropped 5 in a row, sitting at .500 now, third place in the AL West. I know it's early. What do you make of the struggles that the Astros are having right now, and what is this, tale of two different teams we've seen so far?
Well, their pitching has to go deeper in games. I mean, they haven't had a quality start for a while now. They were doing that early on. I think they should get Framber Valdez back in June. That'll be a big pick me up. Obviously, right now with the COVID situation, having 5 guys out, that's tough for that'd be tough for anybody.
Yeah, and do you think regarding that COVID situation, it's big names that are out too: Altuve, Bregman, Yordan, Maldonado. For their position players, do you think Major League Baseball should have some sort of when half your lineup's missing, we got to postpone? Like, what? How do they decide that?
Yeah, I think just because just one guy tested positive, I think it was 4 or 5 that did. The other guys are contact tracing. Then I think they would have postponed it for a little bit. Much like the what happened in the Mets series, to begin the series. to be in the season. So I think the fact that just one person, they say, okay, go ahead and play. That's what we have, you know, that's what we have an alternate camp for, you know, to bring those guys up. So the fact, you know, it was right there. They could, you know, bring those guys in and, you know, hopefully those guys get back soon. You know, I'm not sure who the one person is, but, you know, he won't be back for, you know, at least 10 days. But, you know, maybe other guys can, you know, come back in a couple days here.
Okay, we do hope so here in Houston. So there's been some changes in the Atlantic League. Tell me what you think about the two changes, moving the pitching mound back a foot and then the double hook DH.
Yeah, I like the double hook DH concept.
Me too.
Just, you know, yeah, it kind of forces the starter to go in longer. You know, people are pulling their starters way too early now. And, you know, so it's a penalty if a guy doesn't go deeper in the games. I'm not sure about pushing the pitching mound, you know, back or pitching rubber back a foot. We'll see if it leads to injuries. And I just don't know how you can evaluate or scout players either. You know, it's going to be tough to evaluate a pitcher knowing how it's going to affect him. And obviously, you know, same thing with a hitter, knowing that once you go, you know, to the higher level, all of a sudden that changes.
And do you really think it's going to, like I read that they're doing that so that the batter has more time to see the pitch and will lower strikeout rates. Do you really see that happening?
Well, you can certainly see the velocity going down, you know, by having a foot more to go. I can see that happening, but I just think there's better ways to do that. If you want to lower the mound or something like that, fine. I just worry about pitching injuries where these young pitchers are going to try to compensate for pitching a foot further back.
We're talking to Bob Nightingale, MLB reporter and columnist for USA Today. Bob, the instant replay is off to a tough start this year. What do you think MLB can do to improve instant replay?
Well, I think they have to get more, you know, better camera angles. I think also, like, you know, don't limit the replay. It's okay to, you know, fair or foul ball, you know, whether it hits a batter, you know, things like that. I think it's too limited in many ways. But I just think it's, you know, it's not the best. It's when you watch an NFL game or tennis match, I mean, you can tell exactly whether, what the call should be. I think too many instances in baseball, it's just unclear. It just doesn't seem like they have the proper camera angles to tell, you know, can play with the Atlanta Braves game, whether, you know, you got touched the plate or not.
Okay, let's shift to the Angels. Ohtani, Shohei Ohtani, such a fascinating player. How many wins can he get and how many home runs can he get? What's your over-under on those two numbers for this season?
Well, I think he can certainly hit 30 home runs. I think he's just a tremendous hitter, great power. We'll see about pitching. You know, it's almost like there's so many little injuries, you know, with a little blister problem he has and things like that. So if he's healthy enough, there's no reason he can't get at least, you know, 10 wins. But, yeah, this is the Ohtani that came as advertised. This is the guy everybody thought that would be a great two-way player, and now he's showing signs that he can still be that guy.
It was fun to watch Mookie Betts in his return to the Dodgers say that, well, the team doesn't really need me because they're so good. On the other side of that trade was Alex Verdugo, who has had a good start to this season for the Red Sox. If you've seen much of him, what's your evaluation of Verdugo? I mean, this is an overstatement, but is there any way that he makes the Red Sox fans just a little bit forget Mookie Betts?
Well, I don't know about that, but he's a very good player. The Dodgers knew that when they traded him. The Dodgers had so much depth, they could certainly afford to give him up. He plays with a swagger, edge. Sometimes that rubs people the wrong way. But, yeah, very solid player. Certainly he should be an all-star caliber player. He's not Mookie Betts. But at least if the Red Sox start winning and stuff, and then they start, you know, spending some money, maybe the fans will say, okay, we forgive you.
We're talking with Bob Knight, USA Today MLB reporter and columnist. Bob, I'm all about the rules. Do you see a universal DH coming anytime soon, and do you like the 7-inning doubleheader rule?
Yeah, I think that the universal DH is coming next year for sure. You know, I mean, it's in every other league and, you know, throughout all of baseball, whether it's, you know, high school, you know, what have you. So, yeah, I think we'll definitely see universal DH beginning next year. The 70 double hitters, I don't care for it just because it kind of changes, you know, history a little bit. You know, you throw a complete game in 7 innings, it's not the same as 9 innings and just alters the strategy. I understand it now with the, you know, pandemic and everything else and the need for all these double hitters, but I think they'll do away with it, you know, next year.
And speaking of the pandemic, Bob, do you think that the way that they're clustering games closer together and doing a lot at one time, do you think that's, you know, injury prone for pitchers especially?
Well, I think the,
less travel, you know, keeping the travel down.
Yeah, I mean, it, you know, that's last year it worked. And maybe, you know, nobody traveled outside their own region. You know, now this year, you know, it's back to normal. We'll see what happens. It's a normal travel schedule. I'll be curious, too, with the next collective bargaining agreement, whether they realign the divisions. I think that's possible, too, kind of shuffle up the whole American League and National League, you know, to get more competition. So, you know, teams like the Yankees and Mets are in the same division, you know, Cubs and White Sox, you know, that sort of thing.
That's Bob Nightingale. Bob, really appreciate your joining us and your baseball insights. You can read him at USA Today. He's an MLB reporter and columnist there. Bob, thanks so much for joining us.
Sure, my pleasure. Take care.
Take care. So, Carla, if you have not gotten Tub of Towels, you need to get some Tub of Towels.
I love them.
I know you're a woman who likes a clean work environment. You come in before the show and you wipe everything down. Tub of Towels is the way to do it. It's heavy-duty cleaning wipes. These are extra large, 10 by 12 inch heavy duty cleaning wipes. They have over 30,000 5-star reviews for a reason, because unlike other wipes, Tub of Towels literally breaks the bond that holds dirt and grease on a surface, and it cleans just about anything. You can find these at O'Reilly's, AutoZone, Advanced Auto Parts, Napa, and Pep Boys. These wipes are not just for hands. And they may, well, they may start in the garage, but they tend to end up in the home. I mean, look at the things they do. They'll remove grease, oil, and tar, paint and stains, adhesives,
lipstick.
And decals. Lipstick?
That's the truth.
Really?
Yeah, it's good.
See, I didn't know that fact.
And they're big. They're like the size of paper towels. Like, they're not, you know, wipes are usually kind of on the small side.
Yes.
These are not. These are awesome.
Well, they're proudly made in the United States, and each wipe contains aloe vera, vitamin E, and lanolin. So even though they're tough on messes, they're gentle on hands and, I guess, even your lips. All right, go get them. You can get it at O'Reilly Auto Parts, at AutoZone, Advance Auto Parts, Napa, Pep Boys. It's a great product. Tub O' Towels. All right, when we come back, we're going to ask the question to Julian Edelman. Does he deserve to be in the NFL Hall of Fame? And we'll also look at the fate of Teddy Bridgewater now that the Panthers seem to be committing to Sam Darnold. That up next when we return on the Sports Map Radio Network.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Lowe's knows how to set off your July 4th with savings. Right now, buy one, get one free on select one-coat coverage interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Plus, get two select 2 or 2.5-quart red, white, and blue annuals for just $10. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, excludes Alaska and Hawaii. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for more details.